As we continue discussing the halachas of Ishtar Mishamratai, the Shalos HaTshuvos Ranach in Siman Tzadik Aleph teaches us that the heter of Ishtar Mishamratai even works if he lives on a permanent basis in the same home as a different woman besides his wife. The basis for this is a Mishnah in Masechet Kedushin that pay on the bays, where the Mishnah says, "V'yoshen imam bepundaki, a man could sleep with other women in the same hotel, kishi ishte imay the mishamritai, because his wife is there and she protects him." And so it says, the chida, if Ishtar Mishamratai, he says, is considered a shmira. It's a shmira on the. It's a full fledged shmira, and therefore it makes no difference if they live together on a temporary basis or on a full time basis. We have the het of Ishtar Mishamratai. Moreover, even with a woman, says the chida, that he has a familiarity with, the halachic terminology for that is liba gaspa. Even by such a woman, we have the heter of Ishtar Mishamratai. And similarly, says the Ranach, if it's a mother-in-law, one can live in the same home as his mother-in-law based on the heter of Ishtar Mishamratai. The only place that the Ranach takes a stricter approach is to live in the same home as Grushasai. Since he was once married to this woman, and they have a very strong familiarity, and to use the words of the Ranach, Meshum Shemakeres, Berim Mizoisov, Vekritzosov, they know how to hint to each other, and therefore it's easier for them to come to a situation of Aveira. The Trumas Hadeshin, however, says that this is only a situation if they're living in such an arrangement on a permanent basis. But if it's a rai, if it's just a temporary situation where Gushosai comes to visit in his home, we could be more makel. The halacha of Ishtar Mishamratai even applies by a man who's a paritz. As we learn in our Gemara, on Daf Chaf Hei Amar Aleph, in Masechta Avodah Zarah, Lo Yisyachid Ishi Imohem, the Gemara says a woman is not supposed to be alone with the Akum. And the Gemara asks, as the Mishnah teaches us, and the Gemara asks, B'may Eskinen, what exactly is the situation being referred to? Ilay Mebechad, if there's only one man, ask the Gemara, the Kavisoba Yisrael Mishari, would that be mutter by Yisraelim? But Tanan, L'shachet Ishechem Shtei Noshim, a man is not allowed to be Mishachet with two women, and certainly not with one man. And says the Gemara, Ela Betulosa. Ask the Gemara, the Kavasog, Gabi Yisrael, Beprutzim, Yishari, would that be permitted by Yisrael, who's a poritz? And the definition of a poritz is somebody who doesn't follow the halachas of the Torah on purpose, deliberately. Says the Gemara again, the Kavasog, Gabi Yisrael, Beprutzim, Yishari, for Tanan, Aval ish achim siachedes and beis anoshim. One woman may be alone with two men. Vamar yudam shmu lo shana lo b'ksheirim. That halach is only said if the men are ksheirim. Avul b'prutzim, if the men are prutzim, afil asori namiloi, even with 10 men may she not be alone. And the Gemara tells us a terrible episode. That they 10 men took out one woman out of the city in a bed, and they acted inappropriate. As the Gemara concludes the Gemara, Lotzricha beishta ima. We're referring to a situation where his wife is there. Akum, bayin akum, ain ishta mishamritai. Avil Yisrael, but Yisrael is a concept of ishta mishamritai. Say the Rishonim. The fact that when the Gemara brings the concept of ishti oimai, the Gemara doesn't say, and what will be the halacha of ishtoi mishamritai by Yisrael prutzim, is a raya that the heta of ishtoi mishamritai even applies by Yisrael who are prutzim. And that is the opinion of the Rishonim and the Achronim, the Taz, the Shach, that even though somebody is a poritz, we still have the het of ishta mishamritai. And similarly, the het of ishta mishamritai applies to a man who does business with women on a regular basis. However, as we just learned, the hester of ishta mishamritai does not apply by an akum. As we discuss this halacha of ishta mishamritai, there's an ancillary question that comes up. We know that there is no isser yichud with a mother, with a daughter, with a sister, with a grandmother. So now the question is, do we apply the concept, just like we have been discussing, that there's a concept of ishtei mishamritai, do we apply this concept on all these other kroim as well? And therefore, if somebody will be in a home with one of these relatives, will that create that there won't be a problem of ishtei mishamritai? The Hafla says the fact that our Gemara specifies Ishtoi Mishamritai, it seems to be that this heter applies strictly by Ishtoi. And by other relatives, he wants to suggest that on the contrary, even if he'll do something, he'll do an Aveira, not only will they not be a cause to prevent him from doing the Aveira, but moreover, if he'll do the Aveira, they will try to cover up for him. So too is the opinion of the Chidah and the Shaios of Tshuvas Yosef Oimitz Simon Chavov, with a boy who wants to live with his mother who's an almana, and there's another woman who's boarding in that home, and the halacha, he says, is that the het of ishtei mishamritai doesn't apply apply under those situations. And the Pesach Tshuva in Eben Ezer, Simon Chaf Beis, Sif Katan Beis, quotes the Sefer Zechol Avram, that paskins that way as well. Ramosha, however, in the Shas Tshuva, Igros Moshe, Eben Ezer, Chelik Beis, Simon Tezvov, and Eben Ezer Chelik Dalid Simon Samaches of Cotton Ches, takes a lenient approach. And his approach is, since, as we know, the Torah and Chazal were not concerned that a person is going to do an Aveira with one of these relatives, they will also, so since she won't do an Aveira with this man, so too won't the other woman do an Aveira. The Dvar Halacha in Simen Ches, Dvar Halacha is a safe in Hilchus Yichud, in Simen Ches of Katan Dalad, says, quotes the Chazon Ish, that there was a Talmud Chachim that came to him ask a question. We wanted to live with his sister and another woman. and the Chazanist said it's an acceptable living relationship. This person told the Chazanist, but what are you going to do with the Pesachei Tshuva that quotes the Schola of Rome? And the Chazanist said that it's mutter. And so too did I see Rabbi Yoshev and Rav Scheinberg were makel, but not on a permanent basis, on a temporary basis. If we're going to take this line of reasoning, so similarly, a woman will be they'll be allowed to have a living arrangement where a woman and her father or her brother or her grandfather or her son and another man are living there, just like we say on the Isha side, we'll say it on the male side of as well. There are Paiskim that want to suggest that in a place where there's a husband and wife, so since the husband and wife are there, as we've been discussing, there certainly won't be an issue of yichud regarding that couple. So all the other people who are living there will also not have an isa yichud. Since this husband and wife, as we've been learning, will not do anything inappropriate, that will create an environment where all the other men and all the other women will not do anything appropriate, and that will create a permissible living arrangement.